This is Susan V. Brock Telluride, Inside and Out, and I'm speaking with Joe Pug, a name you're going to know soon, certainly right after Telluride Bluegrass Festival, where he is a guest on the main stage. Festival director Craig Ferguson is betting we're going to love his Dylan-esque voice and lyrics. Joe, thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I should add that you are a songwriter from Chicago, and that your first full-length album, Messenger, was released just last February.
Yes, that's correct.
So, starting at the beginning, were there any hints what your life would become growing up as a boy in Maryland?
I suppose, yes. My father was a musician till he was about 30 years old, basically till he had me, I guess, and he had to actually make money. And so he was a piano player and a singer, and I think he probably engendered my love for music.
Okay, thank you. Did you then receive any formal training for your chosen career as a singer-songwriter?
No, I took my dad taught me guitar, and then I took a few guitar lessons when I was very young, but nothing really to speak of, nothing too formal.
So this is all genetics then, I guess.
Well, I think it's just a lot of very inefficient trial and error.
Okay. Was college a total write-off, or have the skills you learned in your major, which was playwriting, served you well?
I'd say the only thing that I really got out of college, which might have been entirely worth it, was a habit of reading. And I think you can't be a good writer unless you're a voracious reader. And whereas I didn't read anything before I went into college, ever since then, I've always got a book that I'm in the middle of.
Well said. Did Nation of Heat, I think that was your first EP, come easily?
Well, it at the time, it didn't seem like it was easy, but certainly in retrospect, I look back at it with some rose-colored glasses on it and think to myself, boy, those are the days. That was really easy.
Yeah. You've learned since, I gather.
What's it?
You've learned since, I gather.
Yeah, but it seems like the more that I learn, the more that I have trouble doing stuff for some reason.
What were your thoughts behind the brilliant marketing idea of giving your music away to build your franchise?
Oh, thank you. Well, I think it's a pretty straightforward thing. There's a lot of things for people to do these days, not just music-wise. I mean, obviously, there's just an avalanche of music available online, but just everything. And so as a new artist, you kind of think to yourself, how do I cut through all of this white noise, and how do I become something that actually stands out? I'd say the first answer to that question, and the most important, is something worth listening to. And then the second thing is, I think you got to take away as many roadblocks as you can to people listening to your stuff and becoming acquainted with it and trying it. And I'd say that price is one of those roadblocks, and that was one thing that was under my control to get rid of, at least at first.
Okay. Thank you for that answer, and I really do think it's a brilliant marketing idea. In what ways is Messenger, your recent release, a different animal than your very early on Nation of Heat?
Well, I think just some very surface kind of cosmetic differences are obvious. There's a band playing on half of it, whereas Nation of Heat was basically just me and my guitar. So you have that, and then maybe a little bit more interesting is I think it's different thematically. I think it deals with things that are a little bit more personal than the first record did, which was much more interested in the world at large and public problems and questions.
Okay, thanks. Are you excited to be coming to Telluride? That's probably a duh kind of question, but are you excited to be coming to Telluride and sharing a lineup at Telluride Bluegrass that includes Steve Earle?
I mean, yeah, this is one of the honors of my lifetime. I mean, I could stop doing everything a week afterwards and just go work as a janitor, and I'd always be able to brag that I got to play Telluride. That's great. I can't wait. And, yeah, as far as sharing a stage with Steve, he's one of my heroes, and he's a person. He was the first person to really give me a hand up in the music business and kind of give me his stamp of approval, which was, I mean, just so helpful. In a lot of ways, any career that I have right now is due in large part to Steve's support.
Well, I'm sure he'll like hearing that. this has been Susan Vibrock, Telluride Inside and Out. I've been speaking briefly with Joe Pug. I hope this is one of a series of conversations we have over the years as he returns to Telluride Bluegrass. A big success. You'll be hearing tracks from his latest release, Messenger, at the upcoming show. Thank you very much, Joe, for joining me.
My pleasure.